Welcome to What's New in National Defense Magazine, a podcast on military, homeland security, and technology trends, available on Apple News. In this episode, National Defense discusses the Defense Department's Joint All-Domain Command and Control Initiative, the Navy's development of a next-generation destroyer, and the Air Force's Special Operation Command's push for a runway-independent float plane. First, the Defense Department's Joint All-Domain Command and Control, or JADC2, concept has become one of the driving forces of military modernization and transformation, even though it's not clear what it is or what it looks like. The idea is to link sensor data to command centers to shooters such as destroyers, jet fighters, and missile batteries or ground troops to take quick action against the target. However, things quickly grow complicated when it comes to building resilient command and control across domains that can function in contested environments, something the military did not face during 20 years of conflict in Afghanistan and Iraq. JADC2 is a concept, almost a philosophy, as opposed to a single technology, platform, or system. In fact, part of the effort is building connectivity among all of the disparate platforms and systems in use today that were not designed to communicate with each other, and to develop requirements and standards for future systems to be interoperable. While the what it is of JADC2 might not be clear, how it's supposed to proceed is clear, at least on paper. Turning it into reality will be achieved through 5 lines of effort, according to the strategy. Establish the JADC2 data enterprise. Establish its human enterprise. Establish its technical enterprise. Integrate nuclear command, control, and communications with JADC2, and modernize mission partner information sharing. The JADC2 implementation plan is classified, which adds to the difficulty of assessing the level of progress of the initiative. In addition, the department has struggled with defining requirements and figuring out who should own and oversee its initiatives. One decision the department made several years ago was to have the Army, Navy, and Air Force each move out with its own joint all-domain command and control program to develop the capabilities relevant to a service's functions and missions. The Army has Project Convergence, the Navy Project Overmatch, and the Air Force, the Advanced Battle Management System. As of fall 2022, the Department Secretary of Defense and Vice Chair of the Joint Chiefs oversee the Defense Department-wide JADC2 effort. A cross-functional team, component offices under the Office of the Secretary of Defense, Military Services, and Combatant Commands contribute to the effort, according to the Department. In January, the Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office took over the Global Information Dominance Experiments, the first 4 of which had been run by the North American Aerospace Defense Command and Northern Command. The 6th iteration of these experiments began June 5th and will continue through July 28th. According to background information provided by the Defense Department, military and civilian participants from each of the services and multiple combatant commands are participating virtually and in person to conduct experiments to test, measure, optimize, and field JADC2 solutions using artificial intelligence and machine learning technology. Next, the Navy has begun development of a future guided missile destroyer that will bring increased firepower and efficiency to the fleet. For fiscal year 2024, the Navy is requesting $187.4 million in research and development funding for their next generation large surface combatant program, otherwise known as DDGX. DDGX will give the Navy the opportunity to use more lethal weapon systems, such as larger missile launchers, higher-power lasers, and long-range strike hypersonic weapons, a service official said. In a potential Indo-Pacific conflict, onboard directed energy weapons in particular could play a key role defending aircraft carriers, one expert said. A directed energy weapon cannot fit on the Navy's current destroyers, making the transition to DDGX all the more important. The Navy is developing a number of directed energy systems, but the service has not consistently taken key steps to support the expected transition of these prototypes to full-fledged acquisition programs, according to a Government Accountability Office report. Without a proven directed energy weapon, the Navy also risks losing out on funding for DDGX, the expert said. The Congressional Budget Office estimated DDGX would have an average cost of between $3.1 billion and $3.4 billion, while the Navy's estimate was between $2.3 billion and $2.4 billion in their 2023 shipbuilding plan. In addition to questions about the actual cost, there are questions about how the transition to the production of DDGX will play out. A Navy spokesperson acknowledged the transition will be a years-long effort. The service's 2023 shipbuilding plan has DDGX production starting in 2030, the Congressional Budget Office report said. Last, Air Force Special Operation Command is currently developing a float plane that would allow operators to land on water. Special Operations Command's Program Executive Office for Fixed-Wing Aircraft is carrying out hydro and subscale testing, studying how the float plane would perform in various sea states, and is moving toward a critical design review, an Air Force official said. The command is working with several organizations to carry out the studies and tests. The official said it would probably take 2 to 3 years to develop the float plane to a point where it could demonstrate its full capability. Meanwhile, Special Operations Command has partnered with the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency on the Speed and Runway Independent Technologies X-Plane Demonstration Project. It will be a three-phase project, with the first phase seeking proposals. The entity selected will share $15 million to refine their concepts. The second part includes a down select with $75 million for risk reduction work and air certification approvals. Then, a further down select to build and fly the aircraft. Check out our website and read more stories in the most recent issue of National Defense at www.nationaldefensemagazine.org. And look for copies at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million stores across the United States.